Quick as a flash, Marion sprang from the float. A dozen powerful strokes brought her to the spot where she had seen Margaret go down. Holding to the slippery log with one hand, she peered down into the water and tried to catch a glimpse of the girl. She thought she saw form below her, but could not be certain. Drawing her body into a ball, she let go of the log, ducked her head, straightened her body with a sudden snap, and shot down into the water in a perfect surface dive. In working for her life-saving badge, she had mastered that dive. Marion kept her eyes open, and the moment she was well below the surface, began to swim toward the dark object. Her hand reached out and clutched Margaret by the strap of her bathing suit. Wasting not an instant, she swung the limp body into position for the cross-chest carry, and, with one arm free, began to lift the form to the surface. She was nearly out of breath, but not for a minute did she think of releasing the body that hung like a dead weight upon her. Then, just as it seemed that she could no longer hold her breath, her head emerged, and she gulped in the fresh air. She could see other swimmers in the water near her, and before she could take a stroke toward shore, Big Bob had reached her to take charge of Margaret.